Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I'm your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. Today we are starting our series of pre-convention interviews for the National Funeral Directors Association Convention and Expo that is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada from October 6th to the 10th. Today's guest is Justin Zaber, the Director of Death who speaks the language of life. Justin, are you there?
Absolutely, Rob. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that, too. Now, Justin, can you please give the audience just a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure. Rob, I'm a funeral director and a professional speaker, and I come by both pretty honestly, I think. My grandfather started our firm in Cleveland, Ohio, the Zaber Funeral Home, in 1927. So 2007 marks our 80th year. My father's also a funeral director. My brother works here in the business as well. You know, my grandparents both founded it, Dorothy and Charlie Zaber. My mother has worked side by side with my father, even though she's not licensed. So, you know, definitely a family business. And one thing I've always done on my spare time, and especially when I was a student, was public speak. I actually got interested in public speaking when I was actually in junior high. I entered my first speech competition, and I won it, and I said, hey, you know, this is pretty cool. I'm obviously pretty decent at this, and they're going to reward me for it. So I ended up competing all 4 years in high school, all 4 years in college. And, you know, when you really can't compete anymore, college is kind of the utmost level of competition. Mm-hmm. I decided to join the family business. And there certainly is a need and a demand for public and professional speakers in the funeral business, given, you know, continuing education. So it really has been a great fit. I've gotten to combine both of my passions together within the funeral profession.
Awesome. Now, I know you're being a little humble here because, you know, some of the people in the industry know you as Mr. March from the Men of Mortuary's calendar from 2007. So I guess that was quite the experience, eh?
Absolutely. That probably got the most media attention of anything I've ever been involved in. This has been going on for a while now. So, yeah, 2007 was an excellent year for me personally and for the funeral home because it was our 80th anniversary, and also both my brother and I were picked to be in that national charity calendar called the Men of Mortuaries that benefits women going through breast cancer treatment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really was. It was a great experience.
Hey, now, Justin, at the NFDA convention, you're going to be presenting the cremation of Sam McGee, the profile of the modern cremation customer. First of all, can you let the folks know a little bit about the Sam McGee character?
Sure. The cremation of Sam McGee was a poem written in about 1949 by a gentleman named Robert W. Service. It's kind of a tall tale. It's humorous in nature, and it's really kind of catchy. You know, along the same lines as that famous poem, Casey at the Bat. You know, it's really easy to recite, and it's just a kind of funny story. And I've always, my dad actually first introduced me to the poem, so I've always kind of known it. And just recently, I came across it again and really enjoyed it and thought about, you know, what would Sam McGee be like if he was here today? And that's really where the idea for the presentation came from. And I decided to you know, give the poem in its entirety, but kind of intersperse it throughout my content. And I came up with the idea of really creating a profile of the modern consumer and giving him the title and the name of Sam McGee. But throughout my research, I gave him all the characteristics of the modern cremation consumer and really, you know, did my research and found out what those characteristics are, what's similar and what's different, you know, for cremation consumers all across the country, and really kind of rolled it all into one. And then that's where I came up with the structure of it, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I really go through all those points. And interestingly enough, the actual poem itself kind of mirrors the points as well. So it's interesting, and I hope the audience feels the same way about it.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Now, what are they going to be able to then take away from your presentation when they head back, you know, to their funeral home and you know, maybe put some of these practices to use?
Well, that's a good question, Rob. I don't want to be pretentious when I give a presentation on cremation, because in all honesty, there's a vast variety of a span of how we as funeral service professionals actually deal with the issue of cremation. In here in Cleveland, Ohio, at my firm here, we are only at a 23% cremation rate. And I know that falls well below the national average, which I believe is right around 30%. Mm-hmm. So I by no means am promoting myself as an expert in cremation. What I really want to do is kind of get all of us on the same page, you know, whether we're from the East Coast, West Coast, whether our cremation rate is 95% or whether it's 5%. Mm-hmm. I want to find out what works and what doesn't, and I really kind of try to level the playing field in my presentation. Tell the audience what works for me in my particular market, allow them to participate and actually share out loud with the group what works for them. I share stories, I share content, I share points, quotations, anything to really kind of level the playing field and get us all on the same page and talking about the same thing. I think there's a lot of value there.
Well, it sounds like it. It sounds like it's going to be thought-provoking and as always, entertaining, Justin.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going for, Rob. I try to do it.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to the presentation, and I will see you in Vegas.
Excellent, Rob. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you to Justin Zaber of justinzaber.com, who will be presenting The Cremation of Sam McGee, The Modern Cremation Consumer, at the NFDA Convention and Expo in Las Vegas from October 6th to the 10th. For more information and registration details, visit www.nfda.org. Check back soon for another NFDA pre-convention interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future. Thank you.